Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For a look at the weather conditions now for today's race, let's talk with WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, who joins us live via Skype. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob.
So before we get to the race weather, let me ask about the wintry mix that's been in some spots this morning. The Mass Pike speed limit from Millbury West has been reduced because of slippery roads. Has this started to move out yet?
It is. And the warnings or watches that we have, I should say, advisories that we have from Worcester westward will start expiring here in about 30 minutes. They'll be up until 10 o'clock across western sections of Massachusetts. But for those of us in eastern and central Massachusetts, we're just about done.
All right, now the race. What kind of conditions are we expecting at the start of the race this morning for the runners and the spectators?
Yeah, so it's just going to be wet for the entire day. At times, the rain may taper off to just a drizzle, but we've got these elements of showers moving in throughout the entire day. And as we look at the radar right now, we've got some of the heavier rainfall rates occurring actually right along the marathon route between Framingham and Newton right now, also up towards Maynard and south down towards Norwood. But this area of heavy rain is going to move into Boston here in the next 35 to 45 minutes or so. And then there'll just be additional waves of rain before the main area comes in early to mid-afternoon. And it is pouring off towards our southwest, and that has to come through here. There is no way we're going to get away with that not happening.
Tell us about the wind. How strong will the winds be, and will the runners be running into a headwind today?
Absolutely a headwind. At times later this afternoon, it'll kind of come off to the side, but there's no tailwind today, and especially the morning, it is a headwind. Winds anywhere from 20 to 35 miles an hour in those gusts, so that will be a factor. You know, if you were wearing glasses or something like that, you're somebody that's how you run. It's going to be real tough because you're going to have a hard time seeing with all that water hitting you in the face.
And temperatures today, it's only in the 30s right now along much of the route. What can we expect later on?
Temperatures will slowly go up. Figure about 2 degrees an hour is how much we will increase temperatures here. So if we're in the upper 30s now, by the time the elite runners finish around noontime, I think about 44 degrees in Boston, give or take a degree either side of that. And then late in the day, it'll get near 50, but most of the race will be complete by then.
And when's it move out?
And it will move out this evening. So the rain actually is timed horribly for the race, but by 6 or 7 o'clock, it's basically just done. So we've got this big wall of water now running from New Jersey up through central Pennsylvania and western New York, and that is about to swing into southern New England, and we'll be peaking here somewhere between about 1 and 3 o'clock this afternoon.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks very much.
You're welcome.